Hey, so look, we got another blessing. You know what I'm saying? Noni Blanco, she's from Sacramento. She rap with
Mozzie
and, you know, all them niggas. All the Sacramento niggas. She done bought my whole closet. What it do? What's up with y'all niggas, man? Let's get it in. Ladies got some shit they want to say. Don't be smooth. Check her out. Hit her up on Apple. That's what I be so
good.
Don't be Blanca. I hit her up on Instagram. I was like, nigga. Yeah. Let me bang that.
Said that
I said
that in the description.
Let it show, bro. What it do, Dre, man? Where you been at? Appreciate you, man. Let's get it in. I swear I never walk or be broke again. I love this fucking song. This motherfucker be on repeat. Demons want my soul. Nigga, what's going down, man? We back. Trying to do the thing, you know what I'm saying? We got a couple people in here. We got some extra people in here. We got Wifey. We got Bree. Bossy Bree. And we got my nigga E.
Yo, yo.
Money. It's going down, nigga. So look, check it out. Bree came through with some smooth shit, nigga. Some nice topics, for real. Some shit that definitely must be talked about, my nigga. The first thing I have definitely been seeing myself. These ladies is getting on their bended knee, my nigga. The ladies are down on one knee. I mean, is this shit real?
It is real.
It's definitely real. I just done seen several pictures.
Damn. Or like of people that you know?
No, not people I know, okay. But just like on the internet.
So does anybody in this room know someone who their lady friend or relative got on a bending knee?
No.
Yeah, I don't.
Definitely
we
not.
Have to have a conversation. I'm concerned at that point.
What the fuck? Because see, for me, it's weird for me because it's symbolic for the man to get down on his knee in front of his woman and, you know what I'm saying? Spend the rest of your life with me, baby. Please, baby, please. You know what I'm saying? I'm literally begging you. Like, you know what I mean? So for her, like, the woman is already kind of in a, you know what I'm saying? Like a, I don't want to say submissive, maybe that is the word, you know, position. So it's like, why you, he should be choosing you. You know what I'm saying? Inviting you into his world and shit.
So it's kind of like
I feel like that invitation is like real respectful. You know, getting down on your knee for your woman.
Right.
So what's wrong with the woman who's a go-getter and says, hey, you know what? I want that nigga. I'm going to make him mine. What's wrong with that? Being okay. aggressive.
Like, is it
being go bad? After that you, what you want.
Do we have to go by the traditional way?
I mean, okay. Do we have to do that, ladies? Where y'all at, ladies?
I'm just saying.
Does the if because yeah, what if this nigga's kind of slow and shit? You know what I'm saying? He just living life,
taking his time and shit.
Okay, but then that means he's not the leader, and I don't want that.
Okay,
because you can't even lead. You can't even take a simple task. You know,
it's not simple. That's not
well. I mean, it's not simple, but I mean, if you can't do that, then who knows if you could take care of me later on down the road, like you know, financially, mentally, all that stuff. If I'm sick, like you know, you can't even do that. So how do I know you could do all the other tasks?
Okay, but you know, the marriage thing is intimidating for the fellas. You know what I'm saying, like. You know, you a man out here, there's women out here, you got people out here, and you supposed to cut all your shit down to just one person. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're on the outside looking at it, a lot of niggas be complaining because they can't kick it with their homie, go hoop and shit, because she, you know, you supposed to be with her and shit now. Mm-hmm. Y'all married.
But not every day.
Some people got a misconception about marriage, I think.
I mean, y'all with each other every day. Yeah. Y'all don't want to smother each other, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't want to do that. She said, I'm going with what you said. He's inviting you into his world. Yeah, real shit. Because that's how I feel. I feel like it's like a, you know, because you already with him and around him. It's like you want to stay forever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You want keys to the, you want your key card so you can get in the gate. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like for her to do that, I guess, Eric, your point, what if she is a boss ass bitch though? And she could be like a strong, just like what we was talking about, like the Leo women be having trouble with their men. Mm-hmm. They always running shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It could be some shit like that where she like, I choose you, little nigga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. But then I feel like that becomes a problem.
But
later when, on
but,
down the road.
But when the man though, when the man isn't, he doesn't have that leadership like mm-hmm. you were saying, mm-hmm. but the woman does. Mm-hmm. He might be submissive to that. You know what I'm saying? She might be in a position of dominance within mm-hmm. the relationship too.
That's weird.
That's, she said that's weird. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like men, and I guess I should ask you guys, like, do you guys feel less attracted to a dominant woman? Like, because yeah, most men like submissive women, yeah. not dominant, yeah. not aggressive.
Maybe when it comes to our structure, mm-hmm. maybe. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, there's some shit that I'm probably going to need you to take the lead on because you know shit I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But a dominant woman, that shit is like you want her to have some power. Nigga. You mm-hmm. out here in the world weak and shit. You always got to save her.
You want a free thinker. You don't want someone who just, you know, falls in line. I definitely don't, you know.
So, you know, that's a good question. That's a good question because it could make a man feel like less than a man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we don't want
to
yes man.
You're always trying to run the show. Like mm-hmm. she's always trying to run the show. Like we're gonna do this. We gonna do that.
Right.
Yeah, especially if he wants to run the show.
Yeah.
If he wants to now, if she's just stepping up because she needs to step up. You know, like I said, he ain't talking about shit really. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fuck it.
And it's common nowadays. Like I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes I be forgetting to let the man be the man, but yeah, I don't know.
I've got to say that it may not get to the point where a woman gets on a bending knee, mm-hmm. but there are a lot of women pressuring men like for that ring, like they, you know, for mm-hmm. that. Those are common themes, you know, common conversations in the household where like that woman is pushing that man, like, you know, look at this ring, I like this, or you know, and kind of pushing them. So I mean, to me, that's the same. It's just not the same gesture, meaning you're not physically getting on the knee, but you know,
but
you are
basically,
yeah.
We need to do this. I ain't gonna be Tyshia told me. She's like, I ain't gonna be your girlfriend for 20 years, nigga.
I mean, because if you know you want to be with me, then don't waste my time.
Right.
Oh,
shit.
I'm just saying. I mean, I'm just saying.
There's a lot of that going on around here.
A lot of time wasting is going on.
A lot of time wasted.
Yeah. I feel like it. I mean, I guess both sides is cool. It just looks weird, maybe. Because mm-hmm. a lot of people is talking hella shit.
But have you ever seen like pictures of white women doing it? I only see black women doing it.
You see black women doing it?
Yes, all the pictures that I've ever seen is black women being on one knee. So, I mean,
that's a good point. I've only seen black ones too.
And my thing is, like, are they really doing it, or are they just doing it for social media?
And that was my other question. Like, are y'all just trying to be funny and shit?
Right. You know,
cloud chasing?
Cloud chasing. Because it is funny. It's funny, but...
It's funny? Yeah. You laugh when you see a picture like that?
Yeah, I'm laughing. Like, what the hell is she doing? You're being silly.
Then again, there could be a whole bunch of this going on in private. We just don't know about it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
Because they did knock the man out of his position. You know what I'm saying? As far as the whole social shit.
You know, but how would y'all feel as a man, like, getting proposed to? Like,
and then the one picture, he was all like...
Right! It's too feminine.
You know, like, I don't know. It's like... role reversal or something, you know?
Well, isn't that what women kind of... Women want to be fluid in life, right? They want to... They can be leaders now. You know what I'm saying? I saw the evolution in the military where women were in charge of, you know, combat arms troops. You know, like, women want that fluidity. Women want to be looked at as equal. So this is a part of that, right?
Yeah, but I think it kind of backfired. On this one.
It won't work. You know, men have to be men. Women need to let them.
That's weird.
Yeah. Real shit.
I don't know. For me, if I was a man, I would kind of feel less.
Really? I don't think a man would feel like that. I think a man would be like, yo, I got this beep on my beep. You know what I'm saying? Like,
could be that.
You know?
But it's like, I don't know. It's weird, man. It's that one's weird to me. It's weird because it's like, it could be either one, you know? It could be a little lost in the guy here. He don't know. He do love her, but, you know, he ain't thinking about getting married.
Because if she does it and he really feels that way, why didn't you just do it yourself, you know?
That's what Tyshe's saying.
So,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, now you can't even lead, so I don't want you. Like, I'm not going to get on my knee for someone that cannot lead. Like, you know, like, I need a provider, a protector. Yeah. Like, I don't feel like you could do any of that if I have to propose to you.
Yeah, because you, as the man, you kind of make the life up in your mind. Like, this is going to be my wife. We're going to have this dog. We're going to do this. We're going to go there. We're going to live here. Yeah, man. Come with me, baby. Does that sound good to you?
Like, right, I'll be like, oh. You know, I like the chase. You know, like, I kind of like chasing.
Oh, you like being chased?
But yeah, a little bit. But, you know, like, I don't know.
Tyshe likes niggas on her dick.
That's that one.
Right.
Number one.
Right, number one. How many... more we don't get.
Nah. I just think it's weird. But if y'all like it, I love it. But
yeah, it's weird, man.
There's a lot of weird stuff going on nowadays. I feel like the roles are being reversed.
Ooh, in what other ways?
Because that's like why you're starting to act like women.
Yep.
They definitely be dressing like women.
That they gossiping, are. Just gosh. Messy.
Like, and they butts played with. I've been hearing about that too much, but
yeah. So
it's just kind of like I said, the roles are being reversed. Mm-hmm. I feel like so. Like when our son is probably like, you know, out of high school, this is probably going to be a common thing. Like women just proposing.
Pretty much, it's to a men. Thing. Because it's the cool thing to
it's
do.
It is a new world out here, for real, for real. Yeah, well, you know, it's all kind sucks. Of shit. Well, hey, y'all, look, y'all niggas, y'all know somebody who's planning to propose to her, nigga. Because like, it's videos and shit, you know what I'm saying? Pictures.
Which I want to be proposed to.
You feel me? Like, y'all are planning this. My nigga? Yeah, I mean, if he is oblivious to the shit, then okay, I might have to let him slide. You know, but then his reaction, we're going to have to... sift through that.
Gauge on his reaction. Does he cover his mouth?
Right.
Like, no, yeah. In the other one. Hold on, was it no that he didn't? Or did he propose to the girl when he starts twerking?
Oh my god.
Like why'd you start twerking?
Dude, you know there's a
male twerking.
Yeah.
There's this video of this nigga. What happened to the male? Nigga, there's a video of this man. He gets down on one knee, proposes to this white girl, right? Maybe she said, yeah, I don't know, but this nigga just start twerking, popping ass. I was like, did anybody else see this? This nigga, I remember the one, what that girl say in the background? She had me dying. She was like, what the hell is going on?
I would have just casually laughed, like, all right. Like,
why are you popping your ass, buddy? That was weird, my nigga. Yeah, I guess the roles are changing, man. She's different now. If a girl got down on her knee in front of me, I would probably tell her to get up. You know what I'm saying?
Like, what are you doing? People watching. Like, what the fuck are you doing? How do you have that conversation with your homeboy? Yeah, my girl just proposed to me.
I say yes.
Right. How do you have that conversation?
I say yes, y'all. It's like, oh my God. It's a bachelor party. Right. Fucking faggots. Nah, I'm a man, you know, so if, like I said, I go after what I want. When I saw Tyshe, I was like, what up, but she had a nigga, so I slid off, like, well, I'm never talking to her ass again, no boyfriend having ass, fuck away from me, but little did I know, she already wanted to talk to me, you know what I'm saying, so she, you know, later she showed up in my, all up in my way, and she ain't got out my way since.
Crazy.
Yeah. Well, shit, man. I guess we got the same. Everybody pretty much feel the same about that bullshit. Yeah.
Well,
except for Eric.
Yeah, I'm kind of indifferent on it because for me the biggest thing is love, and you know, if two people love each other, if she does that gesture, that's a very humbling gesture, and if he accepts it, then you know, hopefully he's sincere in a way that he feels back. You know what I'm saying? So love is really what is important to me, you know, and if they love each other that strongly, then hey, more power to them.
That was beautiful, man.
And maybe they should start doing it because men is taking forever. Like, right. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you done got Brittany to switch. I'm like,
go ahead.
I'm gonna go choose me and a nigga.
Chrissy and Jim Jones.
Oh my god, I don't got time for this.
Oh, she did it?
No. She might as well.
She might as well. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, they've been together for a long time.
Yeah, you keep playing around.
Jim Jones, bro. Hey, man. Lock that down, my nigga. What the fuck? She ain't missing nothing, nigga.
Yeah, no. He's like, well, she ain't going nowhere. So, but it's like, do you have to get married?
Do you have to get married? That's another question. That's a good question. Yeah.
I feel like for business purposes, yes. You know? Because if we're going to build all this together, like buy a house and all this stuff, like, oh no, we need a contract. Like, because, you know, but if, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
Yeah, for that's real. True. When it comes to signing paperwork and shit, it's a lot better when you guys are married, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot better. Certain things about being married, women get excited about, and it doesn't really explain what the process really is. So what I'm trying to say is, the kind of ring that a man gets you doesn't say how much he loves you. That's just that might just be all he can afford at the moment. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be honest with you. The first ring I bought Brianna was like $250. It was a promise ring. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And she wore it, and I made a promise to her. You know what I'm saying? I love her and shit. And gradually we've upgraded. But when we first got together, I couldn't afford those things. But so women, you know, that ring's not big enough. But that's not really what the wedding should be about. That's it's a ceremony where, you know, congratulating you guys on publicly acknowledging that you guys are meant for each other for eternity and that you got each other's back. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point. That's a good one.
Why are you laughing over there?
They talking about the topic.
Oh, yeah? What they saying? What they saying?
No, the next one, not this one. The next one.
How you being, girl?
You talking about I'm a ho-ho out here. Yeah.
Damn, bro.
But I feel you. I feel what you're saying.
How many you got a week, nigga? Is it that bad? I mean, I'm fucking right now. Shit.
Watching the podcast.
Right.
I dig it. That's funny. Damn. Well, marriage is it's touchy, you know what I'm saying? Because some people think, why the fuck do I gotta get my, I don't need to fucking give my life to you, or, you know, for me to be real with you and all that kind of shit. The white man don't make me loyal, or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people think that it puts them in the business.
But, okay, just say you guys are together for a long time and then you die.
Yeah.
Then your significant other isn't gonna get nothing unless you have a will already.
Yeah. I have to say, I'm indifferent to this topic because of both of those points. The point of being like, the way that we feel about each other, the love, marriage doesn't change how we feel or love each other. You know what I'm saying? But in the same sense, you know, if you love your significant other, you want to protect them for those reasons, you know, those matters for your estate, you know, your investments and things of that nature. Because when somebody dies, it gets nasty, man.
It does. It gets nasty. Gunfight.
Yeah, you need to have like a video. Like, this is going to this person. This is going to this person.
So you know it wasn't made up.
You feel me? Yeah. I said it. God damn it. You seeing it. You know how I am.
So, it says marriage won't make a hoe be a housewife, but all the hoes is getting wiped up.
Marriage won't make a hoe be a housewife.
Ain't ready for that conversation.
She's going to be in your house sucking dick, nigga. I'm telling you now. She might even do it in your bed.
So, what? Because they ain't marrying for love? They're just marrying for looks?
I don't know what they could be marrying for, stability.
She don't want to work. She know this nigga gonna do everything, but she don't really fuck with him like this. She's like, I'm still trying to find mine. Still trying to get this shit beat up.
Which leads us into...
You're too busy working. But yeah, let's get to the next topic.
Yeah, we just gonna go over that topic that quick though.
It kind of leads us into. I mean, okay. Go ahead.
No. I mean, I was listening. I wanted to hear your point of view on it.
On what?
About the marriage.
Yeah, because you brought up the topic, but you didn't elaborate on it.
Oh, like the hoes getting married? Like
you feel that way that the hoes are getting married?
Well, not everybody.
There's a large percentage.
No, like, you know, everybody getting the rings and stuff. Mm-hmm. What about the good girls? What about the good women?
I ain't gonna lie. It's a couple bitches where I'm like, what?
Right.
The nigga right. Stay with that?
Name a name.
He must be from out of state.
Name a name.
He must be from out of state.
Now he from Colorado Springs, nigga. That nigga don't know, nigga.
Like,
oh,
like, so
who's
gonna tell
them? Right. So can people make a change though?
Yeah.
Because obviously there are male hoes and women hoes. So can they? I'm a born again hoe. You know what I'm saying? Once upon a time, I've been born again. I'm trying to be on the right track. You feel me?
Trying to get right.
So how's it going? That's
crazy. How's it going? Mm-hmm. So far, so good.
So far, so good.
Sit my ass down.
Yeah, you need to.
Fucked up. But okay.
I'm just kidding.
Look, we had some nights, man. We do a lot of shit in the same night. It's like, damn, we really did that. We fucking up out here. You know what I'm saying? When you look back. At the time, it would be fun. You know, I'm sure there's girls like that, too. Like, we got them niggas. Oh. Fuck both of us. He fucked me and you.
Mm-hmm. We're sisters now. We're sisters.
And shit. This is why it goes into our next topic, because we got a lot of men saying they fuck who they want.
Oh, it's so okay.
You talking about gender wise or just like
in general?
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, let's hit the sponsor real quick, nigga. Nodded or more. KNOTTEDAMORE. Check it out on Instagram. Check it out on Facebook. Check it out on Etsy. Just Google it up, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You got a baby birthday coming up? Take you something with you. You got a baby shower on the way. Play.
The question of the day.
Nigga. This is a good one. Go ahead, Brittany. Give it to him.
First things first, you know, since we on Facebook Live, gotta give a shout out to Delonte Young, since he brought it to my attention.
Delonte Young, what'd he do, man?
I don't know that nigga. Okay. But anyways, the question was, women fuck who they want and men fuck who they can. Thoughts.
Great fucking thing.
Yeah, that's true.
So women fuck who they want.
Mm-hmm. Because you guys have more choices. Women have a bigger selection.
What do y'all think about that?
Said everybody ain't able though.
As in what?
Elaborate. Yeah.
On what?
Damn, that's a great fucking thing, bro. Because, man, women do. Y'all be having, like... See, having homegirls definitely got me some insight into this shit. Mm-hmm. It'd be, like, six niggas on the same line.
Mm-hmm.
She'd be like, these three niggas definitely know. But, you know, they might be able to do some other thing for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly how it goes.
And then these three niggas can all definitely hit this pussy. But not in the same week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
If she's respectable. The one nigga probably always get it, but he probably always busy. You know what I'm saying? It'd be all kind of shit. So I believe that shit.
Women are vindictive too. So like, oh, you ain't got no time for me. Well, then I'm going to go out and fuck with this other nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Unless you love him. You got to love him to be like, without y'all being together. Because if you're not with him, you know, and he.
But it's like, I'm not going to fall in love with somebody I'm not with. I might have love for you, but I'm not going to fall.
You knocking that thing,
so you have a light switch? Like. Right here on your chest and you can, like, flip on and off?
Yeah.
Okay. Peace.
Because for me, I'm just like, I'm a person that loves hard. I can't just be out here just...
In love.
Yeah. That's no. Can't do it.
Love makes you do some crazy shit.
Somebody said it's levels. Okay, what's the levels?
Levels to what?
Levels to what?
Nigga, I think the men thing... Yeah, because remember being back in the day, man, we'd be like... We'll link up, you know what I'm saying? Like, who got the hoes, nigga?
Mm-hmm.
Two of us might have some hoes.
Yeah.
Well, if we going wherever the hoes is at.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like we like, ah, fuck them hoes. Right. No, there's some hoes over there.
And then the men.
But who's going to take, I'm sorry, Ty. Yeah, sorry, who's going to take the hit?
Right.
Who's going to take the hit? That's what you're going to say?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Because there's always one of the friends that has to fuck who they can. Because the other women chose who they wanted. Like, you know what I mean?
And let me tell you now, that nigga James was a selfish nigga. He would never take the hit. He was never the one to volunteer to take the hit. You selfish
stop
ass nigga.
Stop what? Oh, you okay? Yeah, there's a couple
women
here for
it.
That's funny.
Is the ball in our court or is it really in y'all's?
Well, it is y'all's in y'all's court because
it's in our woman's court.
If the nigga's not definitely a fucking rapist, you know what I'm saying? Right. Yeah, it's her
choice. Let me interject. Women are like men. Y'all women, in a sense of this nature, y'all look at a man and say, okay, does he have a career? Does he have education?
Right.
You know, does he have his own spot, his own car? Is he paying his bills on time? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Women need to have that same value. If you're fucking with somebody with a good head on their shoulders, I know I'm looking and examining what's their total life picture.
Yeah.
But that's if I'm trying to fool with you, though, like...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
You gotta make it there first.
Okay. Mm. So what gets
but
you
yeah,
to that
I
point?
Be looking at that thing. But also, you know, everything I can provide as well. So it's like, you gotta be that person.
Yeah, you're definitely doing your thing, honey. So a nigga gotta come, he gotta match the energy.
Mm-hmm.
So is that, what if you got four niggas matching the energy?
Mm.
Then what's the next thing?
What if you got four niggas and you don't
choose
any of them?
You like the most.
What if you don't like any of them?
What are the factors?
Like, they don't have that, like, the all four that got their shit together, they're coming at you. But you don't really like any, like, you don't really take my breath away type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool to go out and have brunch with you, but like, I don't feel that spark really.
Right.
Do you settle?
Yeah, would you settle?
No,
I don't think I'm gonna settle.
So,
if it ain't there, it ain't there. I'm not gonna force something that's not there.
Okay.
That means we're just better
so
as
if
friends.
Yeah, everything is. I think we already talked about that actually. But what if he has everything? He's just lacking in, like, say this nigga ain't fucking you right. He ain't beating that shit up.
Right?
He definitely got it. Hold on. So what if he fucking shit out of you, but then he ain't making no money?
First of all, I'm not letting a broke nigga fuck.
You not letting a broke nigga fuck?
But what if he got broke after y'all got together?
Would you?
It depends on how he got broke and what he's doing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, if you ain't trying to do nothing,
you gotta go. Really be smoothing through. Really be smoothing. What up, Jasmine? What it do? What it do?
Yeah. Trying to get somewhere, okay, we can work something out. But
you sitting down, staying down, my nigga.
Looking at me, sitting up, looking broke, it's not cute, it's not romantic. It's not attractive. Sorry.
I feel it. Mm-hmm. I for sure feel it. Yeah, I guess I would say, like, it's different for the men because, you know, we're kind of expected to just provide anyway. So I guess if I had shit like that, you know what I'm saying? If I wasn't married and shit, I'll definitely be trying to deal with somebody who probably has the best vibe.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I gotta be able to look at you and shit because I'm a visual motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I gotta want to see you. You know what I mean? But, you know, I guess if you, because, you know, shit happens to people. Shit happened to me. You know what I'm saying? I got fucked up. We didn't even know if I was gonna be back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Tyshia held it down. So,
I think it also depends on what stage are you at in your life too, you know, and how old you are. That plays a factor in what you find valuable in another individual.
Exactly.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
They never done that about that t-shirt. Other than now, I know what I want. So.
Exactly.
So is it?
So how many, you haven't told us, Bree, how many you got on your line at the same time?
Yeah, I was about to say.
What define on your line?
Niggas trying to get up in there.
A lot.
Low Max.
Like,
what it do, man?
Right.
That nigga Low Max in?
Yeah, what up, Low Max?
Tell that nigga Low Max, I said, what up, nigga?
Eric said, what up, nigga?
Nelly knockoff looking ass nigga.
Hold on, so, yeah, you did have a date, didn't you? I didn't ask you about your date.
He is not going to talk about this.
We not doing that?
We not doing that.
No
best y'all moments
for you.
No best y'all moments. What kind of shit is that?
I don't know. It must not have been good. Look at me gossiping. It must not have been good.
It was a great date.
Oh, it was a great date?
So you don't want to share the good news?
No.
What kind of shit is that? I ain't going to ask the nigga's name. I'm sure I'll see that nigga one day.
Be vulnerable with this. Be transparent.
I will say this because it goes into the other thing. Like, who should pay for the first date?
We can go Dutch or it can be the man. It doesn't matter.
I'm saying. We had a kind of, it wasn't like a fallout or nothing.
It was awkward?
No. Because it was like, okay, the original date was one day. But I was like, it was earlier in the week, and I was like, okay, let's go here. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll pay for it. He's like, what? You're not paying for that. Like, why? Money? And mm-hmm. I'm like, he's like, well, I'm just old school. I'm used yeah. to
sounds stand up.
Me paying. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I was just like, well, it's okay for, because I don't want to be, because I'm the type of person, okay, let's go here, let's go there. And I don't want to be mm-hmm. suggesting all this and then right. digging in your pockets. Mm-hmm. Like, I can pay too.
That's okay. tight, though.
I think
tight.
As long as the woman offers, mm-hmm. that's all you have to do. And if he yeah. decides to take it, you can't be upset if he decides yeah. to take your offer, you know, but yeah. he sounds like a stand-up guy, you yeah. know?
Yeah, nigga that got the tomahawk right. steak, man.
Oh, he got the tomahawk?
He was slick with it, so I went to the bathroom, he still got the light in his car. Like.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's commendable.
He did let me leave the tip, so yeah.
I mean, you know, the first day, who knows? If, yeah, if it's like that, yeah, mm-hmm. I guess you would kind of expect him to be. Because what if, like, that ain't in my plans, you know what I'm saying? I only spend this amount of money this week. I'd already got up tomorrow.
Right. I don't know your pocket, so I'm not finna be, like, embarrassing.
I'm just looking at Taisha like, Ty, right. please, man.
I'm just saying, a nigga might be like that. Like, you know, I'm not, bitch, I done spent my $250 for the week.
Yeah. So then why did you accept the date? So if you right. are, if that man already spent his money, his budget, if mm-hmm. he's already kind of capped on his budget, mm-hmm. why did you accept the date?
I mean, now, look, if I, because I know how I am. I'm going to, if I go out to the house, I'm definitely going to go over my shit. So I'm probably just not even going to go. You know what I'm saying? I'll probably just tell her, like, hey, I got shit to do. You know what I'm saying?
But
I'll get you.
But
let's
then
do it.
She might not think you like her. Mm. Then you throw the whole vibe off because you just was like, well.
You know, if I'm too broke, nigga, then fuck it.
But you never know what she offers.
I mean, if she offers, then that'll be a different thing. I'll see how I feel about her. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It would depend on that because, you know, also, I got to trust your ass, nigga.
Has there ever been a woman that was a doer for you that, like, did things for you and it kind of made you, like, yes. not want to take it because yes. then you kind of feel obligated and locked in?
Yes. Mm. She's my homie, too. That's my nigga. But, yeah, she was aggressive, bro. Blessing me with all kind of shit. I'm like, girl.
Like, what kind of stuff?
Just, you know, it was high school. So, you know, just shit. You know what I mean?
Shoes, hats and shit.
Yeah. Stuff. Like, it was just uncomfortable because I knew what place she was coming from. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, you my nigga.
So how'd you wrap that up? What'd you do? Was it a conversation? Did you just lose contact?
I never got in her way with other niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to.
Just let her drift.
Yeah. Wow. Do you think?
Brie said let her drift.
That's my nigga. But I don't.
Leave a woman wondering. Hey, we're going to wander off.
You know what I mean? Right. Like,
let her wander off.
Sorry, I was feeling some secrets here, but yeah. Let's keep it all the way 1,000.
She was on me too. But you know, she married and shit, so I ain't gone. But you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
you ain't gonna never say no name on this podcast anyway,
I mean,
nigga.
We accidentally have. We have.
Oh, y'all have?
Yes.
Okay. I don't wanna cross the, if she wasn't married, I probably would have said her name.
Yeah.
But she married, so you know, I'm gonna keep it clean.
That's what's up.
Right. You know, we don't wanna be
what the fuck you just did? What the fuck was you? It was
then it might right cause yeah, some I mean, little
fuck all yeah, that, so, friction. No. Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Then I think like if you sometimes I think y'all should go judge on the first date. What if you don't like that person? What if you're not into that person? Right. Mm-hmm. I feel like you wasted mm-hmm. your money.
That's
you know
what I would
saying?
Do.
Well, men's been dealing with this problem for years yeah. where women will do the initial date and ghost. They're just doing it because they want something to eat or it is just the no, I'm serious.
True.
Right.
This is broke bitch shit. That's what broke bitches do. Mm-hmm. Want some entertainment, they want to go see a movie, that's why they'll recommend to you what they want to go do, because this is something that they want to do, and they don't want to spend their own money and resources. And then they ghost a nigga, you know what I'm saying?
That sucks.
That's yeah. fucking hilarious, nigga.
I feel like that happens a lot when you're younger, though.
Yeah.
To, like, the 20s, you know?
Yeah, the 20s.
Because no one's being serious, you know? Yeah. Most people yeah. aren't being serious.
That's true.
I feel like that, too.
Communication.
So they'd be like, shit, I'm broke this week. I gotta mm-hmm. go get me a meal.
I need a nigga to feed me.
Mm-hmm. I make sure I get the most expensive thing.
And two sides.
Two sides.
I mean, if it happened, they be trying to go to the most expensive place. And I be thinking, like, the places y'all bitches be going to go to, can y'all take yourself there? You know what I mean? Like,
can y'all take yourself
there? Do they know you there?
Do women, why do women be asking things of a man that they can't even provide themselves or do themselves? You know, like, I don't even want to seem like I'm just like, harping on women, I'm not, you know.
But you kind of sound like Kevin Samuels here. It's like I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
Nah, but it's true though.
He's not, but you got some valid points.
Yeah, because I mean, it's real shit, man. We don't know what this girl's intention is. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm gonna come in and she gonna come in. I'm gonna just start taking care of her ass. Like, bitch, mm-hmm. how did you make it this fucking far?
Yeah.
know what I'm saying?
That part.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
That's why you had that conversation up front.
Yeah.
Because I straight up asked, who's paying for this date?
Exactly.
That's what's up. Clarity, transparency, right. is the best policy.
Because what if you ain't got it? And you show up and he ain't got it. And it's just like...
He should not be going anywhere.
Yeah,
that's right. Honestly, the woman probably shouldn't be going anywhere either.
She, yeah, just in case.
Just in case.
Just in case.
What if he, everybody should have their money just in case.
Yeah, what if he don't like you?
Go wrong.
What if he don't like you? And then he walks out. And then you got to pay, you know, yeah, like for the meal. I mean, and then you don't have nothing.
Desserts and shit.
I'll be so embarrassed. Like, damn.
So, okay. Honestly, me, if I, let's say I was out here, mm-hmm. I would probably do it like that. Like, meet me at with the boo band. If I like you, if I'm trying to get you, mm-hmm. like, oh, no, she finna be mine. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm finna start treating you like that. You know what I'm saying? Something like, what you like? Mm-hmm. Oh, I like burgers. All right, meet me at that Smash Burger. With the boo band. You know what I'm saying? Meet me at the five guys over there off of Wooty Woo. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? What you like?
Now, is that an acceptable date?
That's why I'm laughing.
I'll just say burgers because that's the person that came to mind. But I'm just saying, like, you know, yeah, well, if it's dinner, yeah, I'm going to try to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm
like, take if a you invite control. Me to five guys, I'm like,
I'm just saying.
It is good. Like, if the vibe is good,
the vibe. Because, I mean, on five guys, you can sit outside, get a shake, you know what I'm saying?
We're just friends, right?
Sit underneath the umbrella, get some sunlight.
That's where the burger comes in, because I ask, like, is this a date where we're getting dressed up? Can I be comfortable? Where we going? You know what I mean? Like.
Look, I'm going to be coming at you like your homie, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to just cross the line every so often.
I'm going to push the boundaries.
Yeah, I'm going to cross the line every so often so you know I like you. Mm. You know what I mean? But for the most part, it's going to be like this. Like, you know, we living on the same plane. We seeing what's up with each other. You know what I mean? Like, you know, so yeah, let's go over here. I'm not going to be trying to spend no fucking $500 on no dinner for this month. If I don't know you like that. But if I love you already, this shit, girl, have what you want.
But we need to get to the date stage first. Because
I guess that's levels, though, because there's some men that just have a lot of money. And they could spend $500 on a date.
I'm talking like a budget nigga because I am a budget nigga.
Oh, my God.
But we need to actually get to the date because there's a lot of people who want to talk. And, ooh, can I come to your house? Can I? That's going to be enough.
Damn.
So, it's just.
You're trying to skip the date and just go straight to sex?
If they come to your house, that's what you think? What if you want to come to your house and see if you clean?
Well, first of all, you're not coming to my house. That's what.
What? How long does it have to allow you to get to the house?
The back. I'm like, I got kids there. Like, you're not going to see where I lay my head. Mm-hmm. My kid, but no.
So, hold on.
Some guys are stalkers. Like, nah. Mm-hmm. You don't want them just to know where you live.
By your house.
Off top.
Are you home? What? No.
That's creepy. That's creepy for sure. So, what's it going to take? Are you going to invite him to your house or how is this going to work?
Eventually, yeah.
How's he gonna get to the house?
Thank you.
Because you know he's gonna be trying to get to the house. I'm trying to see what your house smell like.
He said, I'm trying to see what your house smell like.
Yeah, I wanna see. I wanna go over there. Can you cook? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, she probably thinks
so. Are you gonna let her? Are you gonna let her go to your house?
Yeah.
That part, where's your house?
So if you first
talk about my house, where's your house?
Right, I was gonna say, if you first are talking to someone, like, after 2 weeks you're gonna let them go?
No, a month it depends.
90
on
days,
like, a month, it can happen faster than that. You know what I'm saying? If I fuck with you, I fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? If you tricking me the whole time, it's gonna come out. It's gonna fucking come out. And you're not gonna like the results.
Now that I'm older, because I haven't been in the relationship, like, not the relationship pool, but seeking a relationship, you know, and having to do these things like court individuals. But now that we're older, we can kind of tell if somebody's putting forth the energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, now it's like, you're not even, if someone doesn't message you in the morning, say good morning, or how are you doing, or, you know, following up with you about an event that passed, that happened in your life in the past week, then they're not putting forth the energy. They don't really care. So, are you going to waste your time? It just,
it's an even exchange.
That's true.
It's an even exchange. Just like ping pong. Boom, boom. Send it back. Exactly. Send it back, song. And I'm going to give it back. You know what I'm saying? Is we doing this or not, nigga? The ball's on the ground. Like I said, it's going to come out. Why is my ball on the ground, bitch?
Like, conversation. He said, don't pop up unannounced. Getting communication. What are we doing here?
Yeah, I feel that. So yeah, I might be like, you know what, I fuck with her ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I might not have been to her house or nothing. I might be like, I trust you. You know what I mean? Come through. Let's see what you're talking about, real quick. You know what I'm saying? But nigga, if you'd have been to my house, I'm definitely gonna be trying to get over there.
Period. Like, my nigga, I want to see what your house is. My house is not the kick spot.
I smell fried chicken. Real shit. Cause you know, niggas, you never know though. These bitches be out here plotting on niggas, and you know, ain't being...
Hey, some bitches' rooms be nasty. Nasty clothes everywhere. You can't see the floor and shit. Mm-hmm.
Check the microwave. The microwave is dirty. Get out of here. Get out of here.
You dropping gems today. Check the microwave. Yeah.
A little crack between the stove.
But I only know this because I see pictures that bitches post on social media. You know, like they're doing selfies. Your mirror's dirty. Right. You know what I'm saying? Clean, God damn.
All the clutter on the counter.
All that shit. Like, this shit looks nasty. Mm-hmm. Your food, women, I'm going to tell you this now. I'm sorry. I'm getting off topic. But this shit's been bothering me for a while. I laugh at you kind of bitches that do this shit, okay? Gosh. If you are cooking dishes, cooking plates, and you're putting them on paper plates and taking pictures and putting them on social media, I'm clowning your ass. You know what I'm saying? Where is your real plates, your right. real silverware?
Okay, sorry, I did that a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I'm sorry, Taisha.
But usually I don't do that.
But I'm like,
unacceptable.
Listen, we got kids. If I'm going to post something on social media, of course it's going to be on the plate. But I'm the only one around this washing dishes. So about that.
Yeah, nigga. Yeah, my son, he got to do that shit now. He said, smell the house. You feel me? Is these motherfuckers stinking?
For real.
Do these motherfuckers be like...
You don't smell like Febreze when I walk in, I'm walking out.
Yeah. Because you never know, man. You might have the wrong person. They done brought roaches and bed bugs over to your
That's
shit.
True. Oh, my God.
Check the bed.
Horrible.
Check that little piece of the toilet under there. Like, if they don't clean that little piece... Get out of there.
Which little piece?
Like that little...
The bottom
little,
part?
Like the bottom, the side there, that little knob. Yeah. If it ain't clean, get out of there. Mm-hmm. If it ain't clean, get out of there.
And if it's not clean, there's probably been some men over there, because usually they're the only ones that could... unless she has sons. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
That's funny, nigga. That's
facts. Get out of there. Mm-hmm.
So how long is it... Should we wait then?
To come over
to the house,
right? Because if you want it to be all the way right, then you're gonna want to invite them so they feel comfortable,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Instead of my fucker being feeling thirsty, like, let me come through. You know?
I mean, there's
levels
to this. Like, if you do come over, you're not coming over with my kids there.
Okay.
So
that's a good one. Yeah, I would definitely, cause nigga, if I was out here with my daughters, nigga, that'd be pressing bitches.
I don't know. I don't like her. I don't know, because people be trying to, like, they don't be showing their true self. Right. So I'll be scared to have just people coming over, especially if I'm, like, dating. Mm-hmm. And I'm dating multiple people. Mm-hmm. I'm not about to have multiple people coming to my house. Like, right. We're going to, like...
Nope.
He said if I smell cigarettes,
go to your house.
He said if I smell cigarettes, I'm done.
Yeah, out of there. That's an automatic.
All right, okay. Cigarette smoke. Ugh, cigarettes, I hate that.
I know. I do be smoking cigars and shit, but yeah, the
like
cigarettes.
Weed, but cigarettes, no, sorry,
can't something do about it. Them. It sticks to you. It sticks to the ashtray.
It's like in your hair, right? In your clothes, mm-hmm. In your furniture, like
Man, damn, nigga. Well. I don't know. Because niggas, Jake, we're more brave than the ladies. Hmm? I feel like we're more brave than y'all. Y'all have got a reason to kind of be nervous about people coming to your house. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But men, we more like, nigga, ain't nobody finna do shit over here. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we ain't kind of worried, but niggas be getting robbed and shit, though. Niggas be getting jacked and shit. And
that's like, the thing. Like, what if you ain't got nothing and you see all this stuff in my house?
Right.
You comply. You shopping and shit.
Right. Yeah. Like, okay, she got
$3.99.
$3.99. Yeah, so that's why I said it has to be like, I don't know, at least 90 days.
With how long, Dominique? How long how long before you let a female come to your house, come kick it in the crib?
How long y'all wait?
How long do y'all wait for a female to come to y'all's house? Like, I want to know.
I'm trying to get up in there as soon as possible.
Well, most men are trying to get in as soon as possible. But I'm saying, like, how long will you guys wait?
She's on my hit list.
How long is too long for you to wait?
Right.
I'm like, baby. Yeah, see, I ain't gonna lie, I'll be, you know, if she invites me to her house, I'll be more comfortable, probably. Like, okay, what's up? Let me see. You know what I'm saying? I'll go over there and see what's up. But, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't want that.
So, like, what if she smashes, like, super quick? Are you going to be turned off? Are you gonna keep messing with her?
Depends on her. If she lets me hit that shit quick, especially if she throws it to me, you know what I'm saying? Then I'm probably gonna research her ass like, yo, you ain't never heard of Whoopty Whoop Man.
But what's wrong with hold on, wait a minute. With those and two, what do y'all think about someone who let you smash on the first night?
I feel like it could be multiple things, you know? But like I said, I'm going to research this girl. I'm going to check her out because she might have made a mistake. You know what I'm saying? She might have been like, I just liked you. You know what I mean?
Like, we're wrong. It's just like, look.
So,
what if the vibe is just right? You know what I'm saying? Y'all just take it to that level.
Right.
You know, it happens.
For me, I'm like, last time I did that, relationship lasted 9 years. So it's like.
Oh, shit, okay.
Yeah.
Alright.
And again, I'm grown, so if I want to, I'm going to. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not with nobody.
I'm a research baby girl, and none of my partners done had that ass, then we smooth.
Why does that matter?
Because right.
I'm not running around with my nigga's ex-girlfriend.
But how would you know, though?
Because I'm going to ask him.
But what if he lies?
Put it out there.
Or what if they lie? What if it's like a secret?
What if they were talking?
My nigga's not going to lie.
What if they was talking
Eric,
and they never went
Eric,
there?
Are you
going to
lie?
Brittany Johnson, man.
Hey, this nigga's dropping names.
I'm just making up names. But I'm saying, Brittany Johnson, them, you know, she didn't put that thing on me, no, bro. Yeah. Eric,
we're going to tell you something like, yo, she's trying to push up on me. Yeah, yeah.
Erica.
Yeah,
I know she should be doing that one thing with the thing, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Shit. All right, girl, I'll at you later, nigga.
Okay, but...
But what if you really like her? Like, what if y'all's vibe is like?
If my nigga had it already, sorry.
Even if the vibe is solid though,
yeah.
Like, what if? How would you know she's the best? Like, what if she's the best relationship? Like, you know, like
we're good ass friends, but I don't follow my niggas, especially not with my dick.
What if you? What if you just never knew and y'all got into like a?
That would be fucked up because then my heart would be.
But why does she have to go down the line and?
That's my fucking
what
question.
What if it was
why
years ago? What if it was like 10? What if it was like 10 years ago? And then y'all know what I'm saying.
I feel you. Nah, I get it. I got you. I got you. I, like I said, if I fell in love with her and all that, it would be a fucked up situation. Cause my niggas gonna pull me to the side. Like, say this nigga.
Okay, but what if he wasn't your friend, and then all of a sudden y'all became super cool, and you never knew that they was. You know what I mean? Like,
I've been in a situation like that. There's a nigga I did not know before Taisha. You know what I'm saying? We cool now. You know what I'm saying? She fucked with that nigga before me. That nigga's not my homie though. You know what I'm saying? We cool. It's cool, but when this shit was going on,
yeah.
And like, you on a different team, bro. So yeah, of course I'm crossing your yard and fuck your bitch, nigga. Not like that. Not saying I was doing it like that. I'm just putting it raw. But I'm saying, like, it's not gonna matter at that point when this nigga's not on my team. You know what I'm saying? But if you a nigga on my team, nigga, I'm not gonna do that. I don't even want her. That's your girl.
So you gonna do your research and ask your homeboys, have you slept with?
If she give it up quick, I'm gonna be
one. Are you gonna ask the woman, have you slept with?
Nah, hell no.
Yeah, please don't do that. Somebody did that recently. Don't do that to
women. I never asked.
That's gonna make
bro.
Me go see. Why you got me questioning this dude? Let me see what he's about. Don't do that.
Yeah, I never asked. I hate when girls do that shit, too. Like, how many girls have you fucked? I heard you fucked this girl. Like, bitch, mind your business, nigga. Do you want to do some shit or not? You trying to fuck around or not? You going back in the past, nigga? I ain't even trying to be back there. Like, you know what I'm saying? You want to talk about all that shit. So, does it matter? We can't do with that. Does it matter? Do you need to know how many pussies didn't been on the dick? Is it irrelevant?
I don't need to know that. I need to know if you're clean or not.
Okay.
That's what I need to know.
Taisha used to be boy. Yeah. How many times did y'all do it? That should be like, nigga, I don't know.
As long as it ain't happening.
Right, like back in the day, yeah. But like as an adult, no. Because like, I mean,
shit. What are you gonna do about it?
Right,
about
and it. Then they've done.
What are you gonna do about it? Right,
and then like now at this stage, shit, people was fucking.
Yeah,
you know?
Especially when you're grown. But back in the day, I guess it was a little different, you know, because you could have sex with one person and now you the neighborhood hoe. It's just that everybody knows you had sex. And you ain't even a hoe like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it'd be fucked up, but I don't know. Me personally, I don't give a shit unless it's one of my people, nigga. Like I said, if it's one of my niggas, I'm going to eventually find out, so you might as well just tell me and we can be friends.
That's the thing, if she tells you up front. That's it? We just gonna be friends?
It's gonna be very hard for me to get past that. Very hard. Because one, I have respect for my niggas. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how much he fucked with her. See, there's a lot that goes with this shit. You know what I'm saying? He might have been in love with this girl. And I don't know.
But it's
what you mean? That's my my nigga. I don't know this. You know what I'm saying? She, these bitches for everybody. You know what I'm saying? But nigga, if it's my nigga's ex, I'm not doing that, man. That shit is just like, I don't have to do that.
That's different if that's their ex.
So you saying if they just hit it one time?
What if it was a long time ago?
Podcast, nigga.
Listen, you don't know what nobody, you don't know what anybody has done. It's, mm-hmm. You never know.
It's true. It's true. I mean, like I said, if my nigga like, bro, honestly, not crying.
You'll never know.
It's true. It's true. And if it goes like that, I'm fine with that. Because I don't want to know. I really don't. You know what I'm saying? All my nigga never tell me. You know what I'm saying? If, especially if he can see that I'm in love and he did not give a fuck about her. Mm-hmm. Just keep it to yourself, my nigga. Because it's going to ruin everything. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Now, like I said, if it is one of a nigga that I just know, you know, I may still be cool with him. Mm-hmm. That's just not going to matter to me. But if you my nigga, I call you my brother, you and my family, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Hell nah, man. There's enough hoes, nigga, for me to have my own set of hoes. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
So what if he's...
Keep going. Come on.
So what if he's your, like, okay, your homeboy, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But he slept with some girl you just met years ago.
If he don't give a fuck about her and I happen to fall in love with her, then yeah, I could probably get past
that. Would you be mad if he told you though? Like, it was years ago. Like, hey, I used to.
Would I be mad?
You know,
I wouldn't be mad because it's not like there's nothing I could do about it. Right. You know, but I don't want my niggas grow.
So we got to put things into perspective. Like, I feel you. Stand up, solid. Everything
but
you're saying, right?
You can't control the past, though.
Yeah, true. And I do feel like after a certain amount of time, then it's kind of like, I mean, you know, years is like, my nigga, it doesn't matter. But we also have to look at the perspective of, like, I know we like to think our city's really big, but Denver's not that big, mm-hmm. especially when you're part of our population, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying, of being a minority. It's not like New York City, LA. So somebody knows somebody who knows somebody. It's always like that. You know what I'm saying?
Pussy. Jazzy said she snitched on it. She snitched on herself. Well, how the fuck did you do that, Jasmine? See, look, that's the thing, man. You bitches, y'all be fucking homies and shit. You know what I'm saying? You think, nigga, ain't nobody gonna find that out?
Why does that matter if...
Come on, now.
I mean, it does matter.
Come on, Brittany, nigga. Come on, nigga. I know you trying to be free.
And I'm trying to question you, Brittany.
Nah.
No! No.
Let me tell you what she's doing.
Okay.
Brittany, she's keeping the ladies' power within there. You know what I'm saying? She's like, they can. We can do whatever we want. That's her voice. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
So, if women can do whatever they want, can they propose to a man?
Yeah. Okay. We came to that. But I'm. But I'm saying, I don't know, man. Like, if you can stop fucking niggas' homies, unless you
stop.
You trying to get back with a nigga. If you fucked one nigga in the clique, why are you gonna go fuck another nigga? In the clique.
But y'all do the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Right? What's the difference? Y'all always be having double standards. No, don't yeah, don't be trying to change the
right
now.
Throwing the song in there. No.
Hey, but okay. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing, though. You know what I'm saying? If I know my nigga, especially if more than one of my niggas and been up in this girl, I'm definitely not about to settle down with her.
But what if you don't know?
Oh, God, that's gonna kill me. Especially if I love her. I'm like, baby, why you do that? Eric and Dustin?
You stupid, nigga. Damn. You stupid.
Like, at the same time. Oh, my heart.
It was fun.
Does that kill everything?
It was fun. Yes.
But yes. Something that's in the past, like, does that kill everything?
Fuck yeah, man. Because there's too many women out here for me to, I don't have to do that shit. I don't have to. I'm not saying I'm the finest nigga and I'm the coldest nigga. None of that.
What
I just don't have to do that.
What if you felt like she was your soulmate?
But also, I think women that do things like that, they kind of have certain characteristics and traits mm-hmm. that you might be able... We might not have been able to identify that in our 20s or whatever. Mm-hmm. But now we could probably say, you know...
Something wrong with her ass.
Yeah, she's, you know... Yeah.
Look, okay. Hold on. She said, if I see y'all know each other, I'm a tell. Okay, for sure. See, now that's some real shit, Jazz. Mm-hmm. We don't really meet a guy and just know.
There's a lot of niggas that don't even care, though, to be honest with you.
There are
a lot more niggas that don't care as opposed to the niggas that do care. You know what I'm saying?
Because niggas are dirty. That's why y'all's dicks be falling off and shit. You just put it any fucking where. You let anybody touch on it and shit. You a nasty nigga. That's why you smell that way, nigga. Yeah, the ladies do.
They got a stinky smell.
Shit. You got all these different bodily fluids on you, my nigga. You think you smell right? No. I ain't never tell you now. You smell funny, my nigga.
Right.
Right. Niggas don't be fucking two bitches in the same day, ain't took no right. shower.
They be doing that too. That's why men are skeptical to like go down on a female, because there's some females
dick residue.
Shoot up the club and then.
And I'm about to go lick on that. Thank you, Brittany. Thank you, my nigga. Thank you, that nigga. So you bitches always want to talk about licks. I ain't licking nothing, nigga. You got a 90 day. In fact, it's probably going to be fucking 190 days. Probationary period, bitch.
It's putting women on probation.
If I'm talking about for licking some pussy, I might not ever fucking do it. I might just keep seeing shit like. If we ain't looking at shit tonight. Bitch, you got 7 more days. That shit done got pushed out. Plus, I don't have to lick pussy either, niggas.
It's a good change.
Now, for all y'all that don't go down on women, why? I heard it's somebody nasty. Say that there'd be too much going on down there. We'd be having monthly cycles and this and the third. Is that true?
The monthly thing doesn't. That's not what deters me, because that's a natural thing that happens. You know what I'm saying? Of course, I'm not going to be licking out no blood and shit. But that's not what it is. It's these bitches letting these niggas leave dick residue inside of them. And you think I'm going to put my tongue in there after that. It's dick residue. There's still some dick in there.
It makes everything sound so...
Right.
Did we not get fucking scientific proof of this? We have scientific... Mm-hmm. Ladies, not only do spirits get left in your womb, my nigga, but those fucking bodies. Nigga, that nigga has cells. You have cells of his, nigga, in you, my nigga, still. Funky soul.
What's that job?
Nigga, I can wash my dick off.
Shut up.
Okay, but you still got a hole.
Right.
Oh, you think it goes in my hole?
I'm just saying, you're trying to get all scientific.
For real.
So, yeah, you think there's still pussies too. On me? Ghosts from pussy past? For the past pussy.
James is stupid, man. I can't with this nigga there.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm going through something.
Y'all be making females sick, too.
She said my ex... You don't really meet a guy. Oh no. Oh yeah, you did say that. My bad. I didn't read it out loud. And know who his friends are. Everybody who grew up with. That's true. That's true. Yeah. Cause I got niggas that I'm hella cool with. You know what I'm saying? We just don't fuck around like that. You know. So. Alrighty. He might see us out like, oh, let me call this nigga. Shit, brother. Hey, but we see, had like, that bitch upside down last week, man.
We don't know all y'all homeboys, but we got a clue of who you be around. So
you be seeing the circles.
Yeah, so if you mess with someone.
Yeah.
I mean, if that was me, I'm gonna tell you like, hey, such and such.
Won't be so too, cause they be transferring different decide. Energies between all the bras and eagles.
Energy transfers are real.
Exchanging energies, huh? Have you ever felt different after somebody went up in you, Jasmine? Anybody ever change your energy through your pussy? Cause I ain't gonna lie, nigga. Sometimes the girls would be like, it's weird, you know what I'm saying? Especially back in the day. Y'all little girls was horny as hell back in the day. Jasmine, my internet must be fucking up. She keep popping in. But yeah, you know, I don't know. Have you ever felt different after a nigga hit that? Tyshia?
Like the energy?
Yeah, good or bad. Like I feel fucking great. That dick put me on top of the motherfucking world. Brittany, when's the last time a nigga made your head spin?
Why are you trying to be
all
up in her business? Like,
you know, I gotta try. Yes, I'm saying though.
But yeah, energy is definitely. Mm-hmm. You definitely feel someone's energy.
If your energy is bad beforehand, we're not doing anything. Like, I'm big on energy, so I feel all that.
Okay.
Prior to.
I'm not going to. That's happened. Yeah, that happens. Like,
we could be texting. Like, I was texting somebody the other day, and I'm just like, your energy's off. Yeah. I feel your energy. I can feel it through a text.
Yo, I low-key get offended if somebody told me like, yo, your energy's off. Like, nigga, what?
It might be though.
It really
she
was
might
off.
Be used to something it when really they not off. Doing that. Yeah.
So you ain't never fucked somebody who was like, man, I shouldn't have fucked that motherfucker. I shouldn't be fucking that motherfucker.
Right, you know, like, I appreciate you keeping it real, my G. Like, yeah. Woke up sad as fuck and confused. Oh,
like,
shit.
Yeah, but
Jasmine,
I feel
what
bad,
happened,
though.
My nigga? What happened? Your nigga made you feel sad.
It's more like a...
Did he break your pussy, my nigga? Hey, nephew, positive vibes your way. What up, Uncle Dino? What it do, huh? What's up, OG, nigga? I'm usually hella organized. Got to-do list budgets. And after fucking a certain person, I'll be hella off and don't know why. Damn.
Been down like that, huh?
Right.
Or it's that person you woke up and feel like you can take over the world. Hella motivated structure. Okay, so it can go either way. Mm-hmm. Sounds like. Yeah,
good energy transfers.
Mm-hmm. Damn. So so don't fuck people with like that scattered energy and shit. Like she mm-hmm. said, she's used to being organized and shit. Right. She let a nigga get some pussy. Now she yeah, dishes is in the sink.
Mm-hmm. That threw her off.
Microwave dirty and shit.
Really? Her microwave is dick. Dirty. Run.
Oh, because it's some bad dick. Damn. That's crazy. Shout out to my Uncle Dino, man. My guy. But yeah, nigga, damn. Okay, that's it. Because see, ladies, I guess I can understand. Because the man goes inside you, you know what I'm saying? Something has to be getting left behind. You being entered. And when we go in, we bring shit with us. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's scary.
I'm bringing shit mm-hmm. with me, baby. I hope you like it.
He said if the cap for the toothpaste is missing, run. Especially in her bathroom.
Oh, my run. God. You know how much I be on my kids about that shit? Drives me crazy. Mm-hmm. Close the fucking
toothpaste cap.
She said, exactly. Real shit, my nigga. See? Damn. So, okay. All right. Damn, we might have to do a... we need somebody in here who can talk about that shit in depth.
The energy?
Yeah.
Oh, the energy.
What happened
transfers?
To the tarot reader?
Yeah, we need the
tarot reader. Tarot reader over here. Get back with your peace. All right, y'all be safe out there, man. I gotta come see you, man. I'm having car troubles, though, man. I'm out here sad, man. No car. No! But it's cool, because that means I get a new car, nigga! No, it's gonna have a VA. Oh God! All right, man. Well, shit, nigga. I don't know. I think that was a good one. Mm-hmm. Fucking and all that shit.
Mm-hmm. You know.
That's my current. That's why I'm currently celibate. I don't got time.
I feel you. Mm-hmm. Feel you. That's how I feel. I would be if Tyshe ever left me, nigga. I'll take a lot of time and just be by myself.
Mm.
Or,
I'll probably really? Build a hole or dig a hole and just be in there for a while. Just cause like I can't say I wouldn't do it again because I don't know who's out here, you know what I'm saying? Somebody might open my heart back up. But this marriage thing is a lie and I see why people don't, you know, they take their time to step into it, or some people just never do it. You know, but it's not as bad as niggas think though.
Mm-hmm. But it's beautiful.
It is work though. It's work, nigga. You gotta really love that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
But I mean a relationship period.
You gotta really love him. Mm-hmm.
She said, I've been reading tarot. I got two decks right now. Oh shit, Jazz.
Pull a card on me, shit. I'm a Libra.
Hey, Jazz.
Right, who could pull come a card on Brittany. Us right now?
Come read Brittany. I'm gonna have somebody else come read me. Come read Brittany, nigga. You wanna do it for real? You gonna mm-hmm. do it on show? Mm-hmm. You got good energy too, I believe. Mm-hmm.
That's why I said I'm not scared to do it. I mean shit, they might say something like, yo, we've been watching your ass, nigga, you be tripping. Hey, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'll be tripping sometimes, nigga. But
for the most part, everything I'm trying to do is positive, my nigga. And yeah, line.
We're bringing good to the world. You know what I'm saying? That's all I really want to do. So, well, shit, man. Y'all niggas want to plug some shit real quick? Y'all got so much y'all want to say?
No, I just want to say thank you for having me, man. It's been a long time, man.
Yeah, appreciate you coming in, bro.
Thank you for having me on today.
Yeah, man. We should start. We're going to have to start a series. We're going to start a series, my nigga, with some man shit. So we can get it in, you know. Especially now that you're a father. Congratulations on the son, man. I got another nephew out here.
Thank you.
Hey, man.
Speaking of kids, next week, should kids be left alone?
No.
Does that make you a good parent, a bad parent?
Man, look.
Kids should not be left alone.
Look, let me just tell you something. Yeah. I got three kids.
Go ahead, Bridget.
13, 10, and about to be 6. My kids ain't going everywhere I go. I'm not going to just leave my home like that. But if I'm running up the street,
yeah,
y'all not finna go everywhere I go. It's just not gonna happen.
I feel you.
Like,
well, at 13, though, 13-year-olds should be able to, you
yeah.
know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You said 13, 12, and 10?
He's like 13 going on 30.
No, 13, but I'm how many?
For real, like.
13, 10,
13,
and
8? 13, 10, and 6.
6?
Yeah, 6.
Okay. So,
But also, you know your kids, too. Because some kids exactly. just get into shit. Yeah. Some kids, like Armani, he's just like, you know, iPad, PlayStation exactly. 5, mm-hmm. I'm good, you know. Calling us on Snapchat. Can you bring me home some food? Yeah. But some kids be getting into shit, you know. Like, so I was one of those kids. Yeah, we used to, like, when I learned that you could get a lighter and some hair
spray. Mm-hmm.
And make flamethrowers. We had BB guns shooting each other. Leaving school to go feed the dog. You know what I'm saying? Joyriding in cars without license plates or licenses. All kind of shit we did, man.
He said 13. Nah, y'all are siblings. Shut up.
Right, that's how I be feeling sometimes with Jay Shaw's ass.
Like, this nigga's really close to my age. His ass is about to be grown for real.
For real. I feel like my son's been here before.
You just open up to your ancestors, ask questions, and the cards will fall out. Oh, shit. That's some creepy shit, my nigga.
We doing this now?
You want to do this right now,
Dad? Yeah, so.
Brittany's ass trying
to do it. Join
her to the live. Save it, but she can come. She can just come through next week. And then we'll make that the, you know what I'm saying? We'll get all the Tarot niggas on here. Honestly, because I'm going to tell y'all niggas, man. Look, church is cool, my nigga. Church is cool, but there's too much fucking dress up shit. It's too dressed up, nigga, for me. It's too fucking, there's too many versions of the shit.
Yeah,
I don't have time. So, not to say I'm against church.
He talking about she in there telling him no snacks before dinner. He looking down at her like, we the same age. What you want to do? Leave me alone.
I know. Your son get big, too. I see the pictures like, oh, shit, Brittany.
Yeah,
I'm going to get off the line, guys. My phone is about to die.
Yeah, Tyson's phone always about to die.
I will see y'all.
Irresponsible phone.
Like, it's crazy being there talking about stocks and stuff. Like, he's very smart.
See you guys later.
Well, shit, man. Jazzy, tell her to buy her own deck from Barnes & Noble. Everyone's energy isn't good. And she... Hold on. My bad. God damn it.
Fuck.
No. Okay. She would be able to clarify the cards better from her own perspective. You as well. So I need to give me some cards, my nigga?
Yeah, I didn't know what some of these cards mean.
I wonder if I got access to that world like that. I feel like I do with certain people that I love and shit, but, you know, I don't want to be dibbling and dabbling and shit that I don't fully understand, you know what I'm saying? Like, when they say inviting spirits into your life, my nigga, that shit's real. Like, so, look, I ain't trying to be out there mingling with them motherfuckers and I fuck around and running to goddamn some crazy motherfucker from back in the day.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I didn't want to cross over with
that. I don't have time for that shit. I can't kill no spirit. I can't. It's like, if you fuck with the wrong one, they fuck with you for the rest of your life or some shit. I don't know. Maybe I'm tripping.
No, that's true.
I just try to be careful, though.
I don't want everybody reading me either.
Mm-hmm. You don't want everybody reading
me? Nope.
What's that mean?
Like, I don't want all these different tarot card readers reading me. Mm-hmm. Only the people I feel like I vibe with.
Mm-hmm. What are they like?
Because you're just opening the energy for them. Like, you're opening yourself to them.
Your
like
spiritual
so, and I don't want everybody reading me. Mm-hmm.
No.
So we have to, like, I have to feel connected to you. I don't want everybody just to read me.
You gotta be careful with that, it sounds like. She said, right, come as you are, my ass. Nigga, my nigga, hold on. Yeah, thank you. These niggas, and then tried to charge me for church. I was like, hold on, so my grandma been paying this whole time? What kind of shit is this?
For a membership?
I was like, hold on, yeah. I think I was like 22.
For a membership?
Yeah.
That's what churches do.
Said 10%, you gonna do direct deposit? I was like, y'all niggas are smoking crack, nigga. I'm up out of here, nigga. Shit, I didn't even know it was like that. You know what I'm saying? This was like 10 years ago, but you know, I didn't know that shit. Like, man, I'm not giving y'all nothing, nigga. You know, you want to be a bill? I'm not coming here. I gotta come and pay. Fuck you, nigga. Shit. That's exactly what I was saying. Yeah, nigga, I'm not doing that, bro. It's not, nah. And it's not even just because of that, because I'm willing to pay to play. You know what I'm saying? I do pay my way, my nigga. But no, church was just not that. No, my nigga. I'm not even sure if this shit's real, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas don't have no proof of none of this shit. Ain't no fucking dates in this book. This fucking book, nigga.
No dates in this book.
Who the fuck do you think y'all talking to? No proof of none of this shit. You niggas just go along with it because they said it. Because another nigga before them and another nigga before them and another nigga before them. And half them was made to do it.
I'm just like, I got so many questions. I'm not questioning, but I got so many questions. Like, how do you know who said what in that moment? You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Because supposedly they were led to write the book, but that still doesn't make sense. So they're just making shit up.
They were led by the spirit.
Yeah,
of
they
slavery.
Was made by the led by the spirit.
So like, let me ask you a question, James. So you had an incident when you were growing up, man. You know, a tragic incident that occurred with you, right?
What happened?
When your with your head and stuff.
Oh, when I got shot.
So you don't feel like you were protected, or there was a veil over you? You know, you had a second chance.
Right. I'm talking about church. I ain't talking about God.
Okay.
I'm talking about
because you were saying like dates and shit in a book, and I was just like, okay.
Yeah, God is real, but he didn't fucking nigga, man. They can say what they want. You know what I'm saying? The Bible is not even the same from when it originally was written from what they say, especially since it got translated and all that shit. I don't have time for that.
I don't fucking have time for that, nigga. I'm going to go with what I feel and know is true to me. You know what I'm saying? The universe got my back, my nigga. I fucking, as long as I do what I'm supposed to do. The universe
got my back.
You know, I'm smooth. You know, even though niggas, I feel like niggas leaving me hanging right now. Nigga, I'm out here sad.
Who's leaving you hanging, bro?
The universe, nigga. Because my shit just ain't how I want it to be. But I know I got to go through shit like this in order to get to my next thing. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just annoyed right now, nigga. Socially constructed. Yep. It's like Willie Lynch's letter. Exactly, my nigga. She said, nah, the Bible is made to control. Thank you, nigga. That's how I feel. Like, nigga, y'all, people be up in the church, and I'm not even
people
gonna
in the church.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get into it because people hate me when I talk about that. But
I used to like church for the social aspect, but I just could not, like, when I know something is not fucking possible, my nigga, it's hard for me to just sit there and be
Mary
like,
Mary getting pregnant.
Yeah, okay.
From not fucking, like, that doesn't even make sense.
You don't feel any kind of way about none of this shit. I'm serious, like, nigga, I used to be a kid, nigga, like 8 years old. Like, this is not real. This is not fucking real. Why are you crying? This ain't real. This is a fairy tale story.
A fairy tale.
You know what I'm saying? Because everything I fucking learned and grew up with and shit, it was real shit. Like, lions and tigers hunting deer and shit. You know what I'm saying? That shit is real. We know that shit happens. But these fucking stories, it's like, nigga, what are you saying, nigga? This shit is not real. This does not happen, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's how I used to feel on the inside, sitting in church. Like, there's no way. Y'all niggas ain't got no proof of this shit. You know what I'm saying? And everybody's just sitting there going along with him. Like, what in the fuck? That nigga was in a fish's mouth. For real? And then he came out and told y'all about it. Like, how did you know? How would anybody ever know he was there, nigga? Stop fucking lying. If a shark puts you in his mouth, you are done, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Escalated quickly.
Right.
Like, that was just one of the frustrating things. And I'm like, y'all niggas is really acting like that shit happened. Nigga, if something swallows you and digests your ass, you're not coming back to tell the story.
Hold
nigga.
On, this is a real story in there?
Yes. The nigga, that was just one of the stupid fucking stories I remember. Like, nigga, he did what?
I'm like, I do not remember this.
This nigga went in the fish's mouth, nigga. Johnny. One of them niggas.
Do you remember this?
No, I've never heard the story.
Check it out. Somebody tell that story on here. I don't know. Like Noah's Ark. A Noah's Ark. That's another one. He put two of each animal on the fucking boat and saved them all. So I remember somebody was like, he put, so you mean to tell me this nigga grabbed two pandas?
Two what?
Two pandas.
Stupid. Fine. Two of those.
Two roaches. I
mean, two scabies.
Two scabies. Two crabs. When that nigga said that shit, I was like, see, that's what I'm talking about. It's so easily fucking thwarted and made to look stupid, nigga.
I'm just here.
Come on. There's no way you got lions and tigers and deer and all this shit on the same fucking... I don't want to hear that fucking shit.
Don't you want to believe in something?
Hell yeah.
I believe in believe God.
I believe in you.
And
I believe in the universe.
You believe in God. You believe in me. I'm just saying.
God
okay.
is real. It's right. church. It's not God. Don't get me wrong. Because I know somebody probably going to try to come at me for this shit.
Yeah, and that's... Yeah, I'm trying to give you some bail. I'm shooting you some bail right now.
I'll be going in. Yeah. But it's church. It's the church. It's not God. God is fucking for sure real. That's probably who saved me. Whatever. I call it God, universe. I go back and forth because I don't fucking know. And I'm not going to sit here and act like I know. None of you motherfuckers know. You know what I'm saying?
Well, damn.
Why these niggas be out here trying to preach? I'm just saying. If you're going to try to come and check me on how I feel and what I say, you don't know either, nigga. So come up with a better one than me. You know what I'm saying? All I know is nobody's about to run my fucking mind. I'm not about to be out here getting manipulated and shit for money. I'm going to start crying because of some fucking shit some nigga nobody knows wrote. Like, that's why I be getting mad at people. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you just go along with any fucking thing. You have no power inside you, my nigga. They've been telling you the same fake story forever and you still crying about it and shit. You still feel that shit? You didn't learn nothing over these years?
Hey, they be acting crazy in the church.
It's the Holy Spirit.
I hear that shit, my nigga. I believe in God, not religion. Real talk. Yeah, it's not God. Nice kitchen. Appreciate you, bro.
Yo, big ups to that nigga.
Pete the Kitchen, nigga.
My bad, y'all.
Who was that? That Pete the Kitchen?
That's Dominique.
Okay. What's the last name?
I believe in God, not religion. Yeah, McGee.
Okay.
But, yeah, bro.
It's real out here.
So don't get me wrong. It's not God. God is real. You know what I'm saying? There's something controlling and organizing this shit, definitely. Conducting this shit for real. Because too much random crazy. Just like yesterday, I got stuck. I was helping niggas all day yesterday. all day. I spend my whole day helping people, nigga. And then my fucking car just decides to die on me on my way home from helping everybody. And I had no help. I ain't had no help. You know what I'm saying? Two white dudes. This is funny. They just happen to be white. I don't ever expect nothing from white people. You know what I'm saying? They hopped out on me and helped the nigga out. You know what I'm saying? Got a nigga off the damn, out of danger, off the road. You feel me? That's the universe. You know what I'm saying? I was in that place at the time. He just happened to be there at that time. That's what I be talking about.
I believe in shit.
When you take the right paths and shit, you're going to get those green lights, my nigga, as you go down your path. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I did everything right yesterday. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So, you know, I don't know, nigga, but
yeah, niggas don't. What up, big sis? My nigga, Tina. What up, nigga? I need to get your crazy ass over here.
But yeah, so I don't know, my nigga. I don't know. I don't want people to think that I'm against fucking God. It's not that. I just don't like the thing they did with church. That's it. I just don't like what they did with church. So, well, I guess we can go into that next week, nigga. We can get it on in. It's not like my kids are crying.
The way the church is set up.
Well, shit, man. I appreciate y'all niggas sliding through, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be back once again. I'm going to make sure I drop this shit tonight. So if y'all missed the shit, y'all can run back and play it back. I know we was talking a lot of shit on here. But yeah, don't let your grandma listen to this and bark. She don't think I'm the devil.
That nigga Satan.
Nah, I just don't like bullshit. That's all.
You said not your grandma.
Don't let y'all grandma hear this shit.
Go clean your microwaves. Please don't be out there proposing to these men.
Yeah. Yeah, oh God. You want to leave with something, Tyson? Oh, shoot y'all shit out there. My bad. Oh. Give them the Instagrams and shit.
Follow me on Instagram at TIEMARIE22.
Show. Brie, Brie,
she got y'all already on tag, but if y'all want to follow me on Instagram, it is POV of Brie.
POV of Brie. You money, you got something you want to shoot out there? You got a fucking somewhere to come find you, nigga?
Nah, I just want to say, hey, shout out to all the listeners, all the viewers. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for tuning in.
For sure. For
yeah.
Sure. Hell yeah, man. Well, hey, y'all keep it smooth. Oh, no. Y'all can follow me on True26 on Instagram, Players Podcast, and all that other shit. All right. But look, y'all keep it smooth. Y'all do y'all's thing. Yeah, I'll
keep it play.
Thank you for tuning in. Set all 72 of y'all. Play it.